Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, Dave Player back with you here on 720 WGN. So it's the show of shows now playing in Chicago. It's Teatro Zinzani. I've gone to see the show a couple times. I never know what to expect because every show's just a little bit different. And it is an experience unlike any other. A whirlwind of international cirque, comedy, cabaret, served with a multi-course feast, craft cocktails, world-class acrobats, musicians, illusionists, madmen. It is nothing short of spectacular. Now, two of the stars are from Chicago. They call themselves Duo Rose, and that's Sylvia and Sam, and they join us in studio. Welcome in.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
This show is so visual. So let's really get into the detail here about the experience from the minute you walk in the doors of the Cambria Hotel in the heart of Chicago's theater district.
Yes.
Absolutely. Even when you come up the elevator, you enter and there's pictures of some artists on the opposing wall, and you open the doors into this space, into the lobby, and just every detail has been thought of.
Yeah, we had an amazing pop designer, her name is Shauna Frazier, and she designed that space to be just spectacular. And it was an old Masonic auditorium no one knew about for 15 years, so it was a Masonic auditorium that was abandoned, and then the Chicago PD took it over and put in two drop ceilings. And when the hotel took it over, they remodeled, they ripped the drop ceilings out, and they look up, and it's a 40-foot space. And they didn't know what to do with it, so they bricked it off. So our very first time in there, so like we were in the original cast in 2019, and we actually went in through a little porthole that, I mean...
This was before opening, when they were announcing that they were going to open, so it was 2018, I think.
Yeah, 2018. So we go in through a little porthole, and it comes into this massive space that's just layered in dust and just, you know, kind of falling apart. And they've just built this beautiful 100-year-old Spiegel tent.
And the tent. And this is what is amazing to me. Like, when you walk onto that top floor and you get off the elevator, yes, you see the bar, but to the left, you see this glorious tent, like 100 years old, over 100 years old. It just gets you excited, you know, just being there.
Yeah, it's a 100-year-old Belgian Spiegel tent. They were traveling beer halls 100 years ago, so they'd go town to town, 2,000 pieces, and they'd assemble the tent, and that's when they'd have their annual dance, or they'd have their annual event.
Festival.
And they've really come back 100 years later, and they've been finding them in old rail stations. They've been finding them and just restoring these beautiful old tents, and they've been brought into circuses. So we've worked in several in Europe, and Zinzani's lucky to have, they've had three Spiegel tents, and they've brought one here to Chicago, and it's just a marvelous piece of, you know, architecture and art with the mirrors and the stained glass and the red velvet. It's beautiful.
Let's talk about you two and your background and how you got into all this. You know, because my friends Jeff and Tracy Hoover, Jeff's one of the producers of the WGN Morning News, has been there like 15 times already, and they just love your performance specifically. Sylvia, let's start with you. How'd you get started in all this?
I mean, pretty much. I think my parents took me to a show for my 7th birthday, and I was like, that looks so fun. I need to try that. And so I started in Youth Circus, actually up in Evanston. And 8 years later, I met Sam. We decided to start training together.
How about you, Sam?
My mom was a performer as well, so she was in the Triton Troopers Circus out in Maywood, and I was a 7-year-old, and I'd tag along, and I'd climb the ropes and get in trouble. There's a story that apparently I'd climbed 30 feet up one of the Spanish webs, and I looked down, and the whole gym's running to get, like, a mat under me, and they're telling me to come down, and I came down like nothing. It's like, okay, fine. But I was a gymnast for a while, and then when I was 14, I started training with the Flying Guyonas up at the Broadway Armory, so up on Broadway in Thorndale. Mm-hmm. And so I started with Flying Trapeze, and from there I was hooked. And I met Sylvia when I was 17, and she was 16. Mm-hmm. And she was living at I was living at a contortion coach's house.
Yeah, the coach was your friend's mom.
Yeah.
Basically.
And so. I was living up there when I was teaching up in Highland Park at a little circus camp. And the coach called me and said, I can't make my next class. Can you stretch the next person that walks through the door? And that was Sylvia. So that's mm-hmm. how we met. And I invited her to start training with me. And then we started dating. And then 15 years later, we have an act that, you know, that's been, you know, toured around the world and, you know, is, you know, back home in Chicago, which we love.
Okay, this is what's amazing to me. You mentioned the circus training venue in Evanston, a contortionist shop over here. I didn't even know these training spaces for circuses had a place here in Chicago.
Chicago's a circus city. I mean, there's so much going on here. I mean, Chicago, there used to be an old circus theater in Chicago. It was turned into a mall. It was actually like in, kind of in the South Loop. So it has like this amazing history of circus and theater that's been here, and for, especially variety and theater.
Yeah, and so. Vaudeville.
Yeah, vaudeville.
But it's also a growing community, for sure.
Let's talk about the cast of characters, each one with unique talent that just blew me away.
Oh, man, we have a stellar cast. I mean, we have Doily, who's our main comedian. I mean, she is just, you know, I don't even know how to describe her. She's so fast on her feet.
Absolutely an over-the-top character.
Yeah. So, I mean, she's the heart of the show. Mm-hmm. And then you have Cuneo, who is... Cuneo and Bethany, who are our singers, our chanteuse. And they are just... I mean...
So if Doily is the heart, then I guess they're the soul?
Yep. Exactly. Bethany Thomas, who's the vocalist behind our trapeze number, she just can...
It's a joy to work with her.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So she's on Madam Z, and Cuneo, who he's toured a lot. He's with Brass Against now, and he was with Postmodern Jukebox a while ago.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's just incredible in terms of the songs he can sing and just the range that he has.
Mm-hmm.
So those are, I mean, the heart and soul of the show, but we also have an incredible cast. So we have, I mean, world-class performers. We're working with Elena Gatilova, who actually just performed for President Biden at the Summit of the Americas.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she was with Cirque du Soleil for years and years in Zumanity.
Before that, she was a world champion rhythmic gymnast.
So, I mean, her background is just, I mean, top athlete and top performer. And, I mean, for us to work with her, she's a legend. We have Noel Aguilar, who is our juggler. We worked with him in a show previously, and he starts the show, and he brings the energy. He really brings the show to life. And you
know, and he's an ninth generation circus artist. And
yeah.
When we've come a couple of times, and it's going to be there for a very long time, I want to remind folks that you can go a bunch of times because the cast and the show itself always morphs. It always changes a little bit, updates. So you're always experiencing something different.
So we have a couple new acts in the show. We had Domitil Aliot for the last 2 months. And now we have
Michael Evolution,
who's a basketball juggler. Elaine Kramer, who's an incredible hand balancer, just joined the show about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
I think it's three now.
Three now. So the cast does rotate. It does change.
And then they try to do a major change every 6 months or so.
6 to 8 months, yeah.
So the next
production will be in September.
So that'll be an all new cast.
All new cast.
Yeah.
Well, the show is Teatro Zinzani at the Cambria Hotel in Chicago. Zinzani.com is where you can get tickets and find out more about it. And there's more with Duo Rose, Sylvia and Sam, right after this on 720 WGN. All right, welcome back. We're talking to Duo Rose, Sylvia, and Sam in studio from Teatro Zinzani at the Cambria Hotel in Chicago. For tickets, visit Zinzani.com. So we laughed together. We ate together. Plus your chef, Debbie Sharp, the goddess and the grocer. That's pretty cool.
Our menu is out of this world. I mean,
it's from the goddess and grocer.
Goddess and grocer. So Debbie Sharp is the one who's put together the menu and mm-hmm. designed. It's a four-course meal.
Yeah.
I love everything on the menu, so it's hard to pick. But
I think my favorite from the dinner menu is the risotto cake.
Yeah, and we do have, I like the chicken. The chicken is just perfectly cooked every time.
And then if I can order the optional extras, they're fantastic.
She's got several locations around the loop. She's got a new place right around the corner from our tent, Goddess and Baker.
Yeah.
And that place is one to check
with
out.
With a more pastry focus.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
But, I mean, the meals are great. And what we do is, and the show never stops, like even during the meal break. So we have a salad break and then we have the main dinner service and we have dessert. Mm-hmm. But during those times, so like during the time when the food is served, the show doesn't stop. We have characters out there. So every performer in the show comes out as a character and is animating with the guests. So it's a fully interactive show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm out there doing bubble sculptures, which it's hard to describe on the radio. It's something you have to go see. So a little bit of bubble magic. And then Sylvia's a character all to herself.
Yeah. I mean, I just like to offer the audience things that they have not asked for. small things that I can give away. But it's really one of the unique things that Zenzani lets us do is to interact like with one table at a time, or kind of mini shows within the show that you...
And make that connection with the guests. So yeah. By the time that they've seen you, they're not expecting you to, contort yourself in a handstand or fly through the air on the trapeze. I mean, it's something by the time you've actually reached your act, you've made a connection with the audience.
We didn't talk about this in detail, but let me ask you about the act, what you guys do, and how you came up with the name.
So Rose is actually my real middle name, after all four of my great-grandmothers.
Yeah, and my great-grandfather cultivated roses as well, so he had a strain that's actually named after him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just kind of came naturally that it's kind of...
We were we want to do a romantic duo act.
With a connection to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And, I mean, we've been touring. We'll be celebrating our 15-year anniversary on stage in July, so July 8th.
Mm-hmm.
So together as a couple and together performing. And, I mean, we've been performing for, 15 years, doing just some of the top venues. So,
yeah. And another nice thing about the name Rose is that it is pretty easy to pronounce in a variety of languages.
So it is a duo trapeze act. So I'm on the trapeze and Sylvia is contorting and flipping and flying for my arms. And
legs sometimes.
And legs.
But mostly he hangs from the trapeze in some kind of way and I hang from him.
Mm-hmm.
And what we like to do is keep flowing throughout the whole number. Yeah. So we don't want to stop moving. Our goal is to transition smoothly from each element to the next.
Well, you perform so beautifully together. You really do. And you can see it in your eyes that you also really love what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we've had a fun time with it. I mean, we've been touring for 15 years. We started out in the festival circuit, so we competed. So we placed in seven festivals.
Mm-hmm.
And then our little claim to fame is we're the first American circus act to perform in Havana, Cuba since 1959. So we went through the U.S. State Department and the Treasury to perform there in 2010, the Cuba Festival.
August of 2010.
Oh, yeah, it was hot.
It was very warm. It was probably the warmest I've ever been on the trapeze.
Yep.
Well, you've got to check out Teatro Zenzani now at the Cambria Hotel, Wednesday through Sunday evenings. Cocktail hour at 5:30. Show begins at 7. I suggest you really get there at 5:30 because it's fun even beforehand. Sunday brunch, doors open at 11. Brunch begins at 12. And for tickets, you can visit Zenzani, Zinzanni.com. Duo Rose, Sylvia, and Sam, thanks so much for joining us in studio and have some great shows this weekend.
Thanks for having us. We're happy to be here.
So much fun.